When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846-4CA.
Now, there's a sad story yesterday in the Cairns Post. People listening to this program over the years, largely thanks to Dave Raymond, are fascinated by the stories of our police dogs, the feats of our police dogs. They're just so remarkable, and they provide such incredible help to our hard-pressed police officers. So it was sad to read yesterday in the Cairns Post that a beloved Far North Queensland police dog who helped track down 300 offenders in his six-year career is being remembered as a, quote, brilliant working dog after his tragic death. Now, this is police dog Thor. You've heard about Thor on this program. Of quite a few occasions, he's been an invaluable member of the Queensland Police Force and a partner against crime. I love that term, a partner against crime. This is for his handler, Senior Constable Dan Fish, going back to 2017. Now, the German Shepherd was the second police dog for Senior Constable Fish, whose family, who are still grieving the recent loss of retired police dog, Harm. Now, it goes on to say Senior Constable Fish discovered police dog Thor suffering from an unexpected medical condition in the backyard at his home on Friday before rushing him to the vet. But sadly, Thor did not survive the emergency surgery. This pair were inseparable, both at home and at work, with Senior Constable Fish describing police dog Thor as the complete package. Described as an amazing tracker, police dog Thor located more than 300 offenders. It's hard to get your head around this. Thor located more than 300 offenders during his 6 years serving in the Far North community. Look, there's a lot of people just fascinated by the work these dogs are capable of doing, especially at a time we're inundated with crime. And over the years, of course, Sergeant Dave Raymond, officer in charge of the Cairns Dog Squad, has provided us with all the information we need to actually get a real understanding of the worth of these animals. And in the minds of some people, they're not animals because they contribute so much to the welfare of this community. So there's a lot of sadness, obviously, in this story, but also there's a celebration of the wonderful contribution these dogs make for our safety in this community. So I just put a call through to Dave Raymond, who's the officer in charge down there now, to tell us a little bit about Thor. G'day, Dave.
Good morning, John, and welcome to the Gold Coast. I'm down at the Gold Coast.
Oh, tonight, are you?
Yeah.
You'll get over that when you get home.
At least I can go for a swim without crocs or box jellyfish. Yes, that's amazing.
Exactly.
Anyway, another story, isn't it?
Dave, look, a bit of a history of Thor. That's an incredible figure, isn't it? An unbelievable figure, talking about 300 offenders rounded up thanks to Thor.
Yeah, for sure. And when we say offenders, that's also missing people and things like that. So yeah, we take that into account, the number. So 300 people he's located in his career. Yeah, fantastic.
Tell me about Thor. I mean, after those years, is that the normal level of activity for a dog? Is that the normal level of success, or was Thor particularly successful?
No, particularly successful. That's for sure. We have quite a few good dogs. Belly, of course, is always on the radio, and we got Jury there, who's also been on the radio fairly recently with a lot of his captures, and Thor obviously was up there. So the only one that's not up there is mine at the moment, so I don't know what's going on. I'll have to get me bump out of the chair and go and do some work. But, yeah, look, 300, even statewide, it's a fantastic result. Just an incredible thing. So, great.
What qualities exactly, when it comes to tracking missing people or offenders, what qualities makes a dog, like, for example, Thor or Bally, outstanding?
Well, we have our own breeding program, obviously. So what we do is we breed the different types of police dogs together. So at least we have the basic traits there, a good sense of smell, a good retrieval drive. Mm. Now, whether that's just chasing a ball or whether that's chasing a person, it doesn't understand the difference. No, it's a big game to the dog. So, and a real play drive. And the German Shepherds that we use are very much a one-person dog. They just love being with their handler. So they're the main traits. And we need to have that aggression as well, because quite often when we do locate offenders at the end of a track or of a job. Mm. They generally want to, sometimes they want to fight us, and we are both out of breath. And the dog's the only one that wants to, that's able to fight. So we need that aggression. And you know, very rarely do we use that. We use that aggression as a bit of a warning sign. Very, very rarely do we actually have to put the dog in.
Wouldn't the dog be buggered too at the end of a 2 kilometre chase?
Oh, no, they just keep going and going and going, I can tell you. In fact, you know, we have lost a few dogs over the years, but they just keep going almost to death.
Really?
We've had to take them to the vet because, yeah, they don't understand the... understand to slow down or stop or anything like that. They just keep going and going and going. So, yeah, so that, and that's part of the handler's job, just to be careful of that, especially up in the North Queensland and the tropics, of course, to be extra careful.
Have you found over the years that some dogs actually have a slightly stronger sense of smell than others?
Oh, not just in their sense of smell, but their whole personality.
Mm.
I've had 5 dogs now, and they've all just been so different, you know, in the way they, and especially in the way they track. Some dogs, like Thor, for instance, he used to track very head high, so he'd more of a hunter. You know, you see these videos and programs where the dog puts his nose on the ground and follows that trail. Well, this dog Thor just stuck his head in the air and just followed the scent more than anything, which was and it's amazing. Oh, I actually used him a little bit when I was, well, probably wasn't supposed to, but I did use him a few times where I had a bit of an injury to my dog.
Yeah.
And I took him out and, I was just amazed at how quick and the speed in which he used to track. It was very difficult to keep up with him. But, you know, just as well we had the long line, otherwise he'd be off into the wilderness somewhere. probably with about 3 offenders captured somewhere.
Talking about injuries, I mean, what sort of injuries do the dogs suffer?
Oh, they suffer from broken toes. They get strains. They get heat exhaustion. We've got to be very careful with the heat exhaustion. And they're just the work injuries that they get. Very rarely do they show too much pain. So you've got to check them every day, you know, bend their joints and make sure they're all right. And then, of course, we have the ones that unfortunately took Thor. Like there's canine cancer is a really popular thing that happens to dogs. We have a lot of the stomach torsion or the twisted bowel. So, you know, if we feed them when we finish at 2 o'clock in the morning, we had to call out at 3, we've got to be very careful with what we do and keep an eye on the dog. So, apart from just the general injuries that they get during work time, there's also the injuries, the illnesses they get after.
Is it cancer that took Thor?
Yeah, tumours that, a tumour was located in his, it actually ruptured and luckily Dan found him before he passed because it's not a nice thing to find your dog passed at home. So
yeah, exactly.
At least we had him to the vet and gave him every opportunity to come through it. But unfortunately, yeah.
Isn't it interesting what you said too about the others, the sort of pain that they might be suffering? They can't say to you, can they? They can't say, oh, there's not a bug in my toe up or whatever. So I presume you've got to be very attuned to what the dog is and isn't capable of doing.
Their drives are so strong that they'll go through that pain barrier, continue chasing and chasing and chasing. It's only when you pull up, you know, after you've located the offender or the offender's got away, either or, generally speaking, we do locate them, that you're taking him back to the car and you'll see a limp or you'll see, you know, a extra panting and stuff like that. That's when you start realising. But, as I say, you're right, you've got to keep an eye on it very, very closely.
Yeah. Isn't it funny, these discussions, these segments are the most popular of all people. We get the terrific response. Oh, tell us more. We need more about harm. We need more about Thor. They hardly mention, I'm sorry, the police officer's name, Dave. Sorry to mention that to you.
We have got so much support from the community in Kansas. I've never seen anything like it. No other region, no other place in the whole of the state has got as much support as we've got from the media, from the public, especially with the dog squad.
Exactly.
And that's got a lot to do with the team. The team's just so approachable and there's no egos in there. They just get out and do their work and you know, at all hours of the morning, and we often jump through people's yards at the middle of the night and I hear a bump in the night, and that's probably us going through the thing. It's probably me falling on a fence just quietly, but anyway.
One of the funnier stories is you talking about how you, whatever dog it is you're out with, straight over the fence, and you've got to go over behind them. I mean, it must be an absolute nightmare in some of the backyards because there'd be bougainvillea and all sorts of other issues to cope with as well.
Exactly. A funny story I do remember is I threw the dog over a barbed wire fence, which is about, the dog indicated this barbed wire fence, and it was a was one of those high ones, probably at 9 foot high, and I thought, Anyway, and I thought, So I managed to get him over there, and I climbed over, and I actually got my crutch caught in the barbed wire, so I fell over the fence, and I was tangled in the bloody thing, and I had to cut. I had to cut my pants to get back over the fence. To get rid of the barbed wire, and then the dog looked at me and goes, no, sorry, mate, I made a mistake. It's back over there. So I'm throwing back over. And said, So we get the funny stories as well as they come along. But
God, that's a classic. Would have loved a photo, but that would have been out of the question at that hour of night.
especially that hour of the night.
Anyway, but always fascinating. Dave, you do a wonderful job. And how many of the team of police dogs and police handlers?
We have four handlers in Cairns. Mm. Yeah, for Cairns, and then we have seven dogs, so two of those handlers. So we have four GP dogs, general purpose dogs, which are the shepherds, and then we have the three detection dogs. So one handler has two of those detection dogs, and one handler has one GP dog and one detection dog, and the rest, the old people, just have the one dog because that's all they can handle. So, yeah.
How many have you got, Dave?
How many? Well, actually, I've got three shepherds at home, but one's retired. Oh, that's obviously Axel. I've got the new jet, and my daughter's got a dog too, which runs around. So,
are you considered an older officer, are you?
I'd say these days.
Well, you've been on this radio show for about 25 or 30 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, it's probably more, actually, isn't it? Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Probably 35 years. Dave, it's always a great pleasure talking to you, and you do a wonderful job.
Thanks, Sean. Have you got a minute there?
Yeah.
I just want to say congratulations on the OIM. And I know it's difficult to listen to people who are singing your praises all the time. I mean, I get it at home from my family, of course. But anyway, I just want to say congratulations. And for those who are wondering, it was me who submitted the nomination because I've known you for many, many years, John, even right back from when you were helping with the Police Youth Club as the whole of the radio station there at 4CA was. Yeah. I think they were the only radio station back around there apart from the ABC. Mm. Yeah, but right from the pilot strike, the tourism, the cyclones. And the reason I sent that nomination is because I do have seen the good work you've done over the years and the service you give to the community. And, I submitted this about 2 years ago, These OIMs aren't given out cheaply. They're really researched. They're investigated to make sure that the person who is going to accept that award is a worthy person. And by all means, you know, you're well and truly up there. So, you know, even people like, I think of the nomination I was saying, you're people from Portland Roads Ring, people from the Daintree Ring. So they have no other way of form of communication sometimes back in the old days. And so, so congratulations. I'm proud of that. And you can shout me lunch when at the presentation ceremony.
Good on you, Dave. I really appreciate that. Thank you. That's Sergeant Dave Raymond. Now, he's the officer in charge of the Cairns Dog Squad. I had no idea where that nomination had come from until yesterday, actually, was the first hint that I got. So there you go. I really appreciate that, Dave Raymond. Thank you.